Before we get started, are we good? I just wanted to say it helps if you click the like button. And also I'd like to let you know we do have a second channel, Roberta Morrison 2, number 2, right? So if you would sign up for that, just in case something happens to the channel. We're definitely in days of censorship, as you all know, and everyone's using code words, and history is repeating itself, if you all know what's happened years ago. So we want to be wise, and I want to thank all the people that are helping us. We are a viewer-supported channel, and without you, we couldn't do it. And without your encouragement, we need it. We just need each other to encourage each other in this day of confusion and so much going on. So I want to thank everyone for that. So be sure to like it. That helps. I hate that when people tell me that all the time. That's why I usually don't say it. But it's like, oh, we do need that so that, you know, we want to get our messages out to more people. And we know everyone's being shadow banned right now. But we also believe the gospel is going to get out because the Bible says so to the end. So open your Bibles to Matthew 26. And I want to kind of say some things that are going on today, some things I can't say. So you're going to have to kind of, like they say, read between the lines, or what's going on in our world is read between the lies. Yeah. Now in Matthew 26 and 14, we're going to see here that Judas, he's a symbol of some things. And I've started to study this Judas thing about going into why did God put him in the Bible? What are the lessons that we're supposed to learn? What was he trying to show us, even back then, that was happening then, which is also continually happening now? And that's what I love about the Bible. It just keeps showing you things. But here in Matthew 26, verse 14, then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests. Now, circle that chief priest. The chief priests were the Sanhedrin of the day. They were the religious and political leaders of the day. And some things have not really changed. The names have changed, but a lot of things haven't changed. And that's including the governors that are, so many times the governors are put in here. And they said, now remember, Judas went to them. He wanted money. And this is the first thing is, when you're bribed easily because you want money, this is the way a lot of people in the world are. They'll do anything for money. And that's why the Bible says the love of money is the root. It's not money itself, but it's the loving of it. It's you'll do anything for it. So, and also Judas is also a sign of the Antichrist. I just learned that today. Some of the statues and stuff they have of him with his tongue out. Judas with his tongue out, which is Antichrist symbol. There's a whole lot tied into this. But anyway, he went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they commanded him for 30 pieces of silver. So they also had money. So you could also say they were the banker boys. And from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. So Jesus was also chosen. Judas was also chosen by Jesus. He knew exactly who he was. He knew exactly what he was going to do. He also used him to fulfill prophecy. But there's other things that we can learn here. So he shows us how the enemy works. And the first thing, he went to the religious and the political systems. And what does the Bible say? And what did Jesus say, actually? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and beware of the leaven of Herod. Here we see the political systems, which so many people trust in, but Jesus is telling us to beware. So if he had to beware back then, and they're still here, right, we have to beware of them also. And then we see an enemy posing as a disciple. Even though Jesus chose him, he knew that Judas was going to betray him, but he was posing as a disciple. So he was a fake disciple. And this is how the enemy works. He always loves to have someone on the inside. someone from the inside that knows things. Or he said also, the wolf in sheep's clothing. So here we see someone pretending they're a sheep, but they're really a wolf. And what does he tell us in the end times? Beware of the false prophets. Beware of false teachers, because they come as a sheep. But how you'll know them? By their fruits you'll know them, because they cause division. They're after money. They preach a wrong gospel. They're preaching about prosperity and all the other things, but they don't really preach Christ. So in Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, you can go read that yourself. This is a lot of people don't read Revelations, but this is a very good scripture of what's going on and has been gone on. Jesus refers to many things there, but to the synagogue of Satan. Or you could say, what is this synagogue? It's a group of people. It's a group of high up people, the great pretenders. They pretend they are Christians and they are not. They use terminology, they infiltrate, they do all sorts of things for nefarious reasons. And because of their cloak of goodness in Christianity, they're getting away with a lot. They deny the gospel of Christ. They deny the Son of God. To deny the Son of God is to deny the Father in 1 John 2, 22 through 23. By denying Christ while claiming to serve God was the blasphemy that made up the synagogue of Satan. And it still does today. They want to what? Bypass Jesus. They wanted to kill Jesus, they did, and they're passing laws. I don't know if I can talk much about that, but it's the Noah blank blank Hyde blank blank laws made up by the what? Pharisees that still want to get rid of Christians in the name of universalism. All the presidents have signed this. You'd be shocked. Study it and research it for yourself. The synagogue of Satan, they want to bypass Jesus. And they use Christianity for their own purposes. And some politicians are never Christians until they run for office. Exactly. And all of a sudden now, they're on the inside and everyone believes them and everyone trusts them. I believe he's put this in the Bible so we know people from the inside cannot always be trusted, right? And we see a lot of the synagogue of Satan today. It's not went away. Now, the merchants of the earth, the synagogue of Satan, it says that they're going to deceive the whole earth. The whole earth is going to fall under deception. So what are we supposed to learn? We're supposed to learn, we have to know what the deception is, because we aren't to be deceived. The true Bible believers that believe in the Lord are supposed to be warned, because he told us these things. So when he tells you something, what do we have to do? We have to listen. We have to pay attention. We have to do our own research, not just expect other people to tell us stuff. And as I started doing this mostly in 2015, everything I believed turned around. Yeah. And I cried when I found out some of the stuff that was happening in the church in the name of God, not just the New Apostolic Reformation, but also many other religious things that came in that we thought was good. And this is the war games they play, and I want to just, what's going on today, and I want to put yourself, do your own thinking, and think through what is going on and what's going on in the world right now. I've talked about this before, but they play war games, and what is, there's a game within a game, and you have to know what the game within the game is. Problem, reaction, and there's a solution. The ruling elite, whoever you might say they are, according to the Bible, it's the synagogue of Satan, right? Yeah. They create a problem, anticipate in advance the reaction, and when the population is properly conditioned through the media, through their false teachers, through whoever it might be, the desired agenda of the elite is presented as the solution. Whatever's going on in the world, what is the agenda? What is the real agenda? Who is going to prosper because of this? What is really going to happen in this? Because there's a lot of things that are going on and have throughout history that are not blank flag, that are not true flags. So if they're not true flags, they are, okay, can't say that anymore. So let me say that again. They create, whoever they are, a problem. Because if they didn't create the problem, they couldn't give you the solution. Because if they just tried to put a solution out there, we'd all fight against it. But once they condition you through the media, through fear, the things that just happened the last 4 years, through the fear, through the repetition, through conditioning people, the fear porn, then all of a sudden people do, oh, I got to do this because, well, this and this and this. And they don't give you a choice. You cannot come against the narrative. If you come against the narrative, then there's something wrong with you. The last few, you're a grandma killer. You're this or that. If you don't obey what the narrative is, and that right away should alarm you that something, you should start thinking for yourself, what is really going on that I'm pressured to have to make this choice? Problem, reaction, solution. Do your own research on that. So that they create a problem, then there's a reaction. Usually it's fear. People are scared. It's for your security. It's always for your security. You need to have this technology. It's for your safety. It's why you need to keep getting jabs. It's for your safety when there's another plan really going on. Right. And then there's a conditioning period, and then the real agenda comes out as the savior. It's the savior. Now, this is war games. This is a war within a war, and this is how they've taken down countries throughout history forever. And it works so well, they just rinse and repeat. Yep. When the newly created problem reaches the boiling point, the people demand change. And then the agenda is revealed. What I think is happening now, this is just my opinion, I'll throw it out there. I'm still entitled to talk, I think. all this violence, they're introducing a lot of violence. And I think what they want, too, is these IDs that are coming that you can't get into a store without proper retina, without facial retina. All this stuff is part of the conditioning to get ready to do whatever the solution is. So they got to create a problem. And then there's a reaction. And then there's the solution. It's happening all around us in many different ways today. This process is repeated over and over again. Moving societies toward whatever endpoint they want. Manipulation to take a side to advance their agendas. Right. Order out of chaos and divide and conquer. And I just want to say, in this season that we're going into, I think it's going to be one of the most divisive seasons that we've seen in the last couple years because people are so emotionally involved. And one of the things we have to do when you watch the news is step back. Don't allow the enemy to manipulate your emotions. And that's what they love to do. They love to control you through your emotions and then divide you against your family, divide you against your friends over stupid stuff. I won't even get into some of the stuff that people just, the last season, last few years, they fought over, divided over, never will talk to each other again. Well, the enemy accomplished his goal. Don't play into it. Even if you don't agree with people around you and your friends or whatever, don't talk about that subject. Yep. Don't give the enemy your tongue, your emotions. Just walk in love to him the best you can, to your best of your ability. It's never God's will if you just cut people off. but if they choose to cut you off, well, that's their choice. And let it go. So the process is repeated over and over, moving society towards whatever endpoint they want. A manipulation to take a side to advance their agendas. They pit sides against each other to move forward. You have to see beyond our emotions and what's going on, what has happened in history, what's happened in the church, what's happening in the church. And then another way you know that they're pushing an agenda is nonstop national news coverage. And every news station is like a script. They're reading the same thing over and over and over again. And it causes fear. And another thing about when they do these flags, facts don't line up.
Right.
If you rationally think and critically think through things, you can't buy into it because it doesn't add up. The facts don't add up. Their facts don't add up to the truth that you know. This happens in any subject. And then there's always a manipulation to take sides because they love to see division. And remember, God's not the author of confusion. So who is? Satan loves confusion.
Yes.
He feeds on division. Don't give him the... Don't do it. Problem, reaction, solution. Create the problem. Fan the flames to get a reaction. Like Johnny on the spot, provide a solution. Well, we have just what you need. We know what's going to cure you, and it's a miracle. It's been planned for a long time. The solution is what the planners wanted all along but couldn't have without the chaos, the riots, the protesting. This is the way of getting power and keeping it. Political left and right are pitted against each other for global outcomes, for wars. And I do believe they're trying to usher us into another war.
Yep.
And controlled conflict. Conflict is essential for them to move forward in their agendas. And if things aren't going fast enough, they will bring in violence. Conflict is essential for them to get the agendas the way they want. We have to know this. So you're not being played, you're not being deceived, you're not being manipulated by your emotions, because they love to use fear, manipulation, and deception. And how do they do that? Through propaganda. I've done videos on that. We're not going to go through that. Control the masses through deliberately creating division, and then they demand a solution. The world appears divided and chaotic because it's been made that way.
That's right.
It provides distraction and cover for the wicked. And they're putting their agendas in place. Now you have to remember the I wills of Satan. He said, I will be like the Most High God. He wants to do everything God can do. And yes, he wants to. God created a gender. He wants his gender. God created the weather. He wants to manipulate the weather. We have technology now with patents. I'm sorry if you don't believe it, but we have way past all this. And you have to remember, we're dealing with fallen angels and demonic spirits. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And if people are yielding over to the enemy, they're going to help Satan with his plan.
Yep.
To what? Basically, it's to control everything and everyone, but also he loves to get rid of Christians. And he wants to get rid of Christianity. And he wants to bring in universalism. And he wants to bring in these laws that everyone thinks, well, there's nothing wrong with those. Those sound so well. Everything is coded. They're not coming out with what truth is. They're coding it. And what does this lead to? The book of Revelation, the spirit of Antichrist. And we are seeing him setting up his kingdom and the beast system. And I was thinking when I was reading this today about how when they captured Jesus, you know, when Judas turned over Jesus, they put on a scarlet robe on Jesus for a season. And they took it off, but they put on a scarlet robe. That's the sign of the beast. That's the scarlet. And then they put that fake crown on there. And if you look at their logos, it's always got a crown. It's always got... Yeah. The upside down cross. It's always got something that mocks Christ. The Hollywood, but they take the tongue and hang it out. You know, it's all anti-Christ. It's all mockery. They're so threatened by Jesus, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
They're so threatened by the truth. So just rest in that. Don't let them manipulate your mind. Pray for the peace of God. Say, this is the enemy at work. We know that he's come to steal, kill, and destroy through his false teachers and his religious sects and his political sects. And the laws that they have not just written, but many presidents have already signed these. That's why you have to see what the real big picture. It provides distraction and cover for the wicked as they put their agendas. And we've talked about these agendas. It provides a scapegoat for the masses who are now divided against each other, and they're blaming each other and they hate each other. And the Bible says in the end times there are going to be what, Father? Everybody's going to be divided.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be you if you see through it.
That's right.
So now laws are now passed and more division and more conquering. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. They get everybody out. Now they bring in their solution. And everyone's ready for that solution because they've gone through so much trauma. Hegel, who was a political and social scientist at the University of Berlin in 1817 through 1831, he stated, history can be shaped. How is it shaped? It's shaped by what I just told you, how they create their agendas and how they make people do what they want them to do, basically. He said, history can be shaped, and ultimate peace can only come through controlled conflict between opposing forces. I'm going to say that again. He said, history can be shaped, and ultimate peace can only come, their peace. It's not the peace that we want, it's the peace they want to rule and control, to have the mark of the beast, to do all these different things. That's how they consider peace, to not have rebels out there that believe in the Son of God, you know, can only come through controlled conflict between opposing forces. Why? To bring in their new one world, their one religion, their Antichrist beast system. Create the problem, add fear porn, and implement the agenda. War games. In every war game, there has to be an enemy. There must be an enemy. You need someone to hate or to blame. That's how they do it. Oh, it's this country's fault. It's that, but little do you know that they control those countries too. Use that one against you. Oh, well, now we can do this because that's an enemy. You can't question the narrative or you will be silenced. Now there are things we can't say. This happened in another country, I can't say. Things you are not allowed to question, you are not allowed to say. It's happening in our world today. Look at history, because it works so well. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Okay, in closing, today we have agendas on warp speed. A quote from David Rockefeller, he said, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. And the nations will accept the, my words, the new system. In Daniel 7, 5, it says, change the times and the laws. The trick of creating chaos and then seizing power is the game within the game. Let me say that again. The trick of creating chaos and then seizing power is the game within the game. A tried and true method of deception and manipulation and fear porn. George Orwell in his 1984 book warns against a world government by propaganda, surveillance, and censorship. Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. So they put people in place that you think are good or I think is good because they say a lot of truth. And then they bring in their damnable heresy, or then they bring in their bad politics, or then they bring in this or that. And it never goes anywhere. And why doesn't anything change? Because they control both sides. Controlled opposition exists to undermine truth and protect the evildoers. When both sides are controlled at the top, what are we supposed to do? Let's look at Matthew 24 in closing. What are we supposed to do? Verse 4. In talking about Jesus, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, what does he say? Take heed, watch out, be careful. For what? That no man deceive you. In other words, one of the greatest tools the enemy has in these end times and even back then is deception. telling you something is true when it's really false. Remember, he's the father of lies. And the problem with a lot of Christians is we don't think there really is a devil. Well, we have authority, we have power, we've been taught about a bunch of stuff in our churches, and all we did was go to church. I used to go to church nonstop. You never got involved in anything around you, and you just thought, well, you know, this, we're just living on this glory cloud, and this stuff was happening in the world, and we were being deceived. We were being deceived right there. For many shall come in my name. They're not going to come in a different name. They're going to come as a Christian. Saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Or they can say, as a synagogue of Satan, we are blank, but we are not. I can't quote that anymore. And you shall hear of wars. We're hearing of wars, aren't we? And rumors of wars. What are we supposed to be? Be not troubled. How can I be not troubled? Lord, we commit ourselves to you. Lord, we give ourselves to you. We ask you for your peace. My peace doesn't last too long, so I'm asking you for yours. We have to abide with him because there's trouble all around us. But if you turn on the propaganda, you're going to get into fear. You're going to right away lose your peace. You're going to panic. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to divide against people because you have a strong opinion about this and they don't, and now you fight. And this is what's been happening, especially the last 4 years. I mean, throughout history, it's always been, but it's increasing. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Yes, we're in sorrows. There are things happening to our loved ones. There's things happening to people's health. People are suddenly, things are happening, right? Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I've never heard that preached ever when I was in all those gospel revivals and stuff. Have you? It's part of being a believer. Now, thankfully, this stuff hasn't happened, but it has in other nations. It has around the world. It has throughout history. And things aren't looking good for the future, especially for our grandkids and things that are going on. Things are ramping up, as they say. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What are we supposed to do? Here's our answer. But he that shall endure until the end. Well, when's the end? Whenever it's your end. Mm-hmm. Our days are in God's hands. Yes. And when I came to that conclusion is, Lord, you know how long I'm going to live. I'm not going to fret. You know, I don't know how I'm going to die. You've ever, I'm here now and I'm going to, it's like when I was pregnant, it's like, oh, this thing has to come out. You're like, uh-oh, there's good. Oh, this isn't going to be fun. Because once you are pregnant, you know there's going to be a delivery date, right? We're born. And we're born to what? We're born to die. Eventually, the cycle of life comes for everyone. So what do? We trust you, Lord. You brought me in. We're going to walk with you. There's nothing we can do. We can't control it. Why fret? Why worry? Why get? Lord, we want your peace. We want to endure to the end without murmuring and complaining. Some people are so hard to be around. That's all they do is they see the negative. They always try to live peacefully. Now, our words are important. They're not going to control the universe like we were taught in the faith message. But words are important. You can encourage each other or discourage each other by the way you talk to them. You're not a God that can control things like that. If people are doing that, they're sure doing a bad job controlling the world right now.
Exactly.
But he that endure to the end shall be saved. So, Father, we thank you. I just pray for whoever's listening that we won't be confused in this time. You said, let no one deceive us. And we need to study to show ourselves approved. We need to not just trust everything and not all this fake information that's coming here or coming there. We have to do our own research to find out and then make our own decision because we stand before you for the decisions and the choices that we make. And we can't make other choices for other people. We have to let them be with the Lord. But for me and my household, we want to serve you, Lord. And we promise to give you alone all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. So remember the problem, the reaction, and the solution. Don't get all wound up in the reaction. See through the problem and see the solution they're bringing. And the best way I could say is when we studied the agendas, the Agenda 2030s, all these different agendas, they're implementing these. They're implementing these agendas and they sound so good. But what really are these agendas? These are all part of the system, the new system that they want to bring in. And eventually they want to get rid of the Christians because they think Christianity stops them from evolving and the great awakening. And what do we awaken to? They want you to awaken that you are a God. Well, we say there is one God.
That's right.
And we are not it. Amen? Amen? He is.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.